You're listening to The Cube Show on demand. Get loud.
I really don't understand your question. I don't know if I can't hear or you guys can't talk in the mic or whatever.
Get crazy.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
Get nuts.
Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It's The Cube Show.
It's that All Born Radio. Yeah.
I'm a good person.
You know, y'all take it easy down there on the off, baby.
God wants us to win the World Championship.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing the wrong things.
Is anybody else tired or is it just me?
Hey, legitimate question, though.
Okay.
I'm drunk right now.
Wow.
Another one!
I.
And now, Cole Kublick.
He is bad Auburn man.
Welcome back in, Cube Show, Sports Radio 730 103.9. The Ump, live from the Southern RV Wholesale Studio. We do every single morning when we begin hour number three. We welcome in our good friend,
Conrad Thompson.
Good morning, Conrad. How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you?
Good morning, Conrad. How you doing?
I'm better now. How are you?
Doing great. Cold question of the day. Have you ever eaten food prepared at a gas station?
No, I have not. I have been scared of this my entire life because I heard a horror story from an uncle once.
And that horror story was?
Well, he had a chicken salad sandwich, you know, and his insides turned inside out. And he was a route driver, so he was having to inconvenience the people he was delivering to on his route to blow up their toilets for the rest of the day. So from now on, I have been like, man, why would anybody want to buy gas station food? A, and B, if you did find yourself in a situation where you had to have it, shouldn't you at least invest in Imodium at same gas station?
Can you imagine? I was so embarrassed when I was so worried about it when I was a pizza delivery driver having to have an emergency use the person I delivered to the bathroom. I can't imagine having to have that situation happen. That is, ugh.
We've got some people that have sent in some intriguing responses to this, Conrad. We all know about a couple different things that you can get at gas stations. Obviously, biscuits, people say is great, the fried chicken. But none better than Chris Crow, who tweets in at Cube Show, tater logs at Shell Station on Highway 43 are awesome. I've never heard of a tater log.
Well, I have, but I don't think we're allowed to talk about it on air. Mine was a two flusher. Hey, there is a guy here in the office who eats gyros at a gas station off Governor's Drive and apparently says it is the best thing ever, but the reports I've gotten are that you, too, will spend a little time dropping the kids off at the pool right after.
Wow. Didn't think that this segment was going to turn into this portion of discussion, but
why?
I did.
Why?
I did.
Well, let me ask you this. This is where I feel like the biggest problem is with one particular gas station food item, and that is fried chicken or tenders or wings or
livers. Gizzards.
Gizzard. Chomping on some gizzard, as we stated earlier in the show. If you walk in one of these places, you better damn well be ready to smell like one for the next 48 hours, because it ain't getting off your clothes, your skin, your hair, your teeth, nothing. You need like lava soap your body for three showers to get that stench off.
You're going to like this. I actually know a guy whose sons, both of them, worked in a gas station like you're talking about, and that was like where they worked. And so before when they would come home from work, he made this mistake one time, but on day two, he made them strip off completely. I'm talking about butt naked in the garage and leave all their stuff out there. And he actually put his washer and dryer in his garage so those boys could go there and then not bring that stank on in the house.
Unbelievable. And you just, you're not getting rid of it, no matter what. Yeah. It's like, what do you, what's the home remedy, like tomato paste that they make you like dump all over yourself if you get hit by a skunk or something? That would, you'd have to do that every single day. If I can't imagine working. I compared it to like 1995 when you like living in a city that had one good bar and everybody's in there and everybody's smoking every night. It's taking you, you got to wash your clothes like three cycles before you get the smoke off. Your hair is going to smell like smoke for a week. It's just, you're not getting it off.
Well, the only thing that's more offensive to me is when business professionals go to Rosie's for lunch and everyone at the table orders fajitas.
What are you doing? We got to go back to work.
It's so frustrating to me. Like if you're sitting at my table at lunch at a Mexican restaurant and you order fajitas, I'm going to stare a hole through you for several minutes.
You deserve it because you're not getting that off. You're not getting rid of that.
I'll do it at dinner. Man, that's cool. Go home, take a shower. But I got to get in the car with you and smell your funky tail for the rest of the half a day. I'm out on this. This is a bad look.
We were talking to Bill Connolly of SBNation.com earlier about the potential of college football enacting a commissioner one day. Now, the difficult part about this is college football, as we all know, the power is shared across a lot of different people and a lot of different conferences. Could we ever find ourselves with one empowering voice across college football, in your opinion?
I don't think it'll happen, but man, I sure do wish it was. I mean, don't you think it would be awesome if we had somebody else we could hate as much as we all hate Roger Goodell? That'd be so great.
And with the way college football fans are, yeah, that could get out of hand in a hurry as far as the hatred.
All week two, he'd have death threats. I mean, it would not take long.
No. I would agree with that. So I think there's a lot of good that could come out of it, but I don't necessarily know if it's going to realistically happen. There's too much else at stake. So there's one commissioner of mortgages in Huntsville, and that's First Family. It's the only place you need to go, and the place that has all the answers for all of our listeners' problems, Conrad.
Well, how about this? It doesn't take long to do this either. We're talking 10 minutes on the phone with us, and we can save your family tens of thousands of dollars. We'll just help the Davis family from right there in Athens go from a 30-year loan down to just 15 years. And in the process, we paid off more than $50,000 worth of debt. We're talking car payments, credit cards, everything. Maybe best of all, though, they get to skip a couple of months worth of house payments, both June and July. Come August 1st, they're going to save more than $1,400 a month. That's nearly 17 grand a year they'll save. And you can do this too. I'm talking to you if you've got car payments, credit card debt, or even worse, a 30-year loan. What are you waiting on? Punch in your phone right now. We're going to show you how to get out of debt faster and with cheaper monthly payments. And you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do it at 425-0105.
Great stuff, Conrad. Look forward to catching up tomorrow morning.
Thanks, guys.
Conrad Thompson with First Family Mortgage. Go to 1FMC.com. Our cold question of the day is up. If you haven't seen us or heard us discussing it at Cube Show, pinned at the top of the account, you can go vote there. 187 votes in, Arkishe. Have you ever eaten food prepared in a gas station? 88% say yes. Now, a little bit of clarification here. This is not picking up a bag of Skittles at the Shell station. This is real food that was cooked, prepared in said fueling stop.
Biscuits, wings, burgers, tenders,
potato logs,
fajitas,
churros,
gyros.
No, what are like the Mexican fried wraps? Churro, is that what that's called? Because I'm starting to see those pop up.
Chocolate and cinnamon and stuff like that in it.
These have like, it's like a fried burrito sort of. I'm seeing these things pop up in gas
stations. Yeah, they have like chocolate and stuff in it? Like,
no.
It's a dessert.
No, it's not a dessert. It's like a burrito. It's got like ground beef and cheese in it, but it's fried.
Oh.
Chorizo? Chorizo. Mm.
Is that?
You're like a Taco Bell expert here. How do you not know this?
How am I an expert in? You're the one that went off for 45 minutes on salsa a couple weeks ago.
And it was all real.
I'm just saying, if anybody knows the game, it's Cole Kublik.
It's all about the game and how we play it. We got some good responses in. This could take a little while, so let's go ahead and get to 10 after tweets now.
Bring me the tweets!
Rob Cicero 1 tweets in, Bevel Family Cafe inside BP Station in Alabaster has excellent food. Meat and three. Wait, so it's like a whole sit-down restaurant inside of a BP? I've seen some places that have tables if you kind of just want to sit down.
Yeah. Or like have maybe a little bar area for like four people there.
Yeah, and if you stop in a certain place like on your way to the beach and it's the only thing within sight, you even get some of the locals that just kind of go hang out there because there's obviously nothing else.
Right. Is it Chichimunga? Chimichanga, sorry. Chichimunga. Is it Chimichanga?
Chichen Itza? I don't know.
Konnichiwa?
Saucy Lady Tiger tweets at Cube Show, what about gas stations connected to restaurants?
See, if they're connected...
Yeah, it doesn't count.
See, okay. I don't know what you mean by connected to restaurants.
Oh, like, yeah. Go north. Go on your way to Nashville, you get a bunch of these.
No, I understand. Like, you get, like, a Taco Bell right next to, like, a Pep Boys or something. The Pep Boys.
Yeah, it's like a Pilot with a Wendy's.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
No, it just means, like, it's inside. Like, I count, like, the Hunt's Brothers Pizzas. It's always some of these places. Or, like, the random rooster whatever that's in some of these the chicken that's in some of these places.
Yeah, I'm not even really okay.
They just sort of sell their chicken recipe there.
Right. I'm not okay with a chain that's inside of a gas station. Like, you'll see a Subway inside of a gas station often.
Yeah, that doesn't count either. Because that's a Subway.
Yeah. We need this to be, like, they make their own food there.
Larry's Biscuits.
Fauna Malasis tweets, Hunt Brothers gas station pizza is certainly better than Domino's and Papa John's. You're a liar. You're just a liar. You're a liar, and you physically have something wrong with you.
I've never had their particular pizza. It may be better
I can look than at it and tell it's not better.
I worked at it. Domino's isn't supposed to be good pizza, people. It's supposed to be cheap pizza.
I love it.
It's not supposed to be good. It's cheap.
The thick, deep pan, whatever it is that they're doing right now in the black box, I love it. Can't get enough of it. Even though I hadn't had it in a while. Slade Glimmer, excuse me, Gilmer, at Canton Jane. I'm really confused with this Twitter name. He tweets, I've eaten biscuits and chocolate gravy from a gas station for Pete's sake.
Woo! That is a commitment. There's a whole lot that can go wrong with that.
BamaDan3 tweets, breakfast from Nation of Chevron. What? Like in East Limestone is legit. My kid ate a free steak taco from a gas station in Robb in Franklin, Kentucky. Not good.
Well, what is it said the word free in front of it.
What is Nation of Chevron? Like, I've heard of a Chevron station, but there's like Nation of Chevron.
It used to be the Nation of Domination.
Before Farouk was legit.
It was the Nation of Islam, and now it's the Nation.
Flair said that's the one dude that no one in WWF messed with.
Farouk?
Yeah.
Simmons?
He's like Ron Simmons.
Ron Simmons.
Nobody messed with Ron Simmons.
Legitimate tough guy.
Yeah, he's like the one guy that no one even played pranks on. No one messed with him.
Did he play college ball? Wasn't he like Florida State or something?
Yeah. He's an All-American. MoonPie_Buell tweets, at Cube Show, I was on my route 2 weeks ago, lumbered around in the woods for about 5 minutes looking for the perfect tree to hold on to for a emoticon poop.
Oh. Well, I guess there's no really guessing game there when you pass the emoticon.
Does a Bueller poop in the woods? I guess according to Twitter, yes.
Did you ever read the story that was not supposed to be poop? It was supposed to be like chocolate ice cream? And like it just didn't look like it?
Bill Clark at Bill Dizzle tweets, Jiffy's in Athens down by the hospital got that fried chicken on fleek.
What? Okay, so I've only eaten the prepared food at a gas station one time. And I want to know the percentage of times you've also had the food at a gas station, because I want to now advance the conversation. And how many times you did not have immediate bowel issues? Because I had bowel issues right afterwards, too. I think a lot of it's the grease, but it can't just be the grease.
Cameron Mann tweets, absolutely. Father spent 13 years with Hunt Brothers Pizza. Mm. Now has own pizza concept in stores. Crazy Italian Pizza just launched. I like that. Cameron not only came in with a relevant story about the cold question of the day presented to you by Dreamland Barbecue, dreamlandbbq.com, but also got a promotion in got a plug in for Crazy Italian Pizza. I don't know why that's the way the slogan sounds in my brain, but A crazy Italian pizza.
It's me, a Kublik.
It's a crazy.
Hey, wait, something else is crazy.
If you guys need a spokesman, Cameron, I'm available.
I want to go back to all those issues real quick. Just want to read that report. LSU running back Leonard Fournette has been arrested for using a fake ID.
Yeah, he's actually not an LSU running back. He's Jacksonville Jaguars now.
Leonard.
Oh, Leonard.
Leonard. I think that's what got him in trouble. He tried to use the Leonard Fournette one.
How did that not work, by the way? He's only your brother's top five draft pick. Mm-hmm. One of the best players in school history. I didn't fall for that one?
Come on, Leonard.
Ashley Magoo tweets, why not? They're subject to the same health standards as freestanding restaurants. Sure they are. Sure.
So you're telling me a fine steakhouse is just the same, standard-wise, as like a Jiffy pizza joint?
One has the Budweiser man coming in every day, and like the Jack Lynx dude coming in. Another dude's bringing candy in.
That may be.
And you got gas truck 18-wheeler drivers coming in there.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. That may be technically correct, but I think
people like in Yamaha's comedy show who can't hold it. They're dead sprinting into the bathroom.
I think we're talking
same deal.
Letter of the law versus spirit of the law.
Garrett at ScoopWoop 99 tweets, sheets. We got a lot of rap-related items today. From New York to North Carolina, hands down, best gas station food. Burgers, chicken fingers, hot dogs. Nothing better after 2 a.m. Sheets greater than Wawa. Let's see. Twitter has that translate to English button, right? Mm-hmm. See if I can push that there.
You're just because you're always in the Southeast doing games. There are other places up Northeast. Saw a couple Wawas.
ScoopHoop99 also tweets, wow, Johnny on a cell should be Johnny locked in a cell for thinking Greg Goff should be fired. Utter stupidity. Hashtag trust the process.
Is that his thing or is that Saban's thing?
At Tattoo Randy tweets, Chester fried chicken, potato wedges. If they were toxic, I'd be pushing daisies. Hashtag winner. Hashtag love at first bite.
It's not about the toxicity of it. It's about how soon afterwards do you have to... I mean, are you greasing the engine as it is, like when you put that down?
Oh, it's greasy.
Oh, yeah. But see, you as just one of these paleo, like, I don't like to eat unnecessary food, guys, don't understand, and you get away from sometimes, the majesty that is grease.
God.
Lard.
The fact that you think
grease,
I don't like to eat those things
butter,
is hilarious.
It's what makes food good.
I cooked burgers two nights ago, and again, I had butter just oozing out of them. My wife puts like a damn third of a block of butter in each one.
If I had to only eat stuff that had no grease in it, go ahead and put me with those daisies.
Sammy tweets in, people that vote no to this are the worst. At You Found Dave tweets, and I liked it! In reference to gas station food. Red Light in tweets, softball Sunday's coming up. You down to play? No. Too many injuries. Hey. At BrodyJoe12 tweets, that Bill Dizzle is right. Jiffy's is emoticon fire. Those chicken livers are fantastic. Travis Beatty tweets, every time I see an old hot dog on a rotisserie inside a gas station, I can't help but wonder how many people died from eating them. Billy Stagg tweets, better than Papa John's. GTFOH with that mess. Red Lightning also tweets in that fried rice at Mojos Texaco in Decatur is awesome. What? There's fried rice at a Texaco in Decatur? And we're learning some things today. Bill Dizzle also tweets in at Cube Show, you talking about the glorious Crispito. Gotta have that cheese dip in it. Jiffy's in Athens slang them things. Bobby Newby tweets, you were thinking about taquitos. Okay, so taquitos, crispitos, whatever.
Chichimangas?
It's the...
chimichangas?
Something rolled up in a Mexican version that's deep fried in a gas station.
Can I just say
Bill
this?
Bill Clark goes back to where this story originated, is that you got to have the cheese dip, which you read in Getting Physical this morning. Someone died from eating too much cheese dip.
Or at all. From the... By the way, if you ever had nachos at a gas station, that's it I feel like good. No one's saying that, which is probably smart by our listeners.
Cannot be good. Nachos at the ballpark, not good. Depending on the ballpark. Some of them have upgraded their nachos.
Mexican food doesn't change that much.
Round tortilla chips, not good.
You're basically talking about...
You were just taking a phone call there. You missed this. Somebody's tweeting it. There's fried rice at a Texaco in Decatur.
Ooh, that sounds awful, actually.
They have...
Now, once we start getting to
spicy
these...
Spicy tuna roll also?
Once we start getting to these ethnic foods, it's going to be really weird for me. I was Fat Tuesday telling me that at the Greyhound in Athens, apparently they have like a meat and three place.
Somebody else tweeted that in.
What?
Bueller tweets in churros. Where can we get these? I remember eating them in Disney World. They're excellent. Well, Rammer Jammer tweeted about the BP and Alabaster meat and three. I think Saucy Lady Tiger tweeted something about a meat and three somewhere.
Oh, this was in Athens. But I really thought churros were a dessert. I didn't think they were.
At PSmith9415 tweets, does Dodge's chicken on Whitesburg count? Hashtag yum. Yeah, that's about the worst. First and foremost, you better have good grip on your sneakers when you walk in that place because you're sliding all over the floor. You'll be doing the splits if you're not careful. Because that grease, you can't get it off the floor. The chicken is literally 6 inches away from the register. Like if you go buy a monster, you could just grab a wang or a
sure.
tenda or a fanga
a tenda.
From under the glaze right there.
Yeah, churros are dessert. It's like a Mexican donut.
Michael Blackburn tweets in that Cube Show, people will eat anything, apparently. From a gas station. Just in general.
This worries me a little. Because my wife has a coworker who went to the same place that had the chicken, got the same chicken I got, had metal bristles in it from the cleaning brush that was used to clean what God knows what at that point. Tore up his esophagus, had to go to the emergency room.
Dan Strickland tweet, you said it wasn't the grease that did that? It could have been.
He was bleeding from the throat, so I don't know.
Like I said, it could have been the grease.
Unless it's hot grease you're drinking right out of the...
Hot grease! Maybe that's what he says. Dan Strickland tweets, it's like Hardee's. The further you stray away from breakfast items, the more gastrointestinal risk you're accepting.
Interesting. Okay. So, the baseline, the safe space... Where the snowflakes reside is in breakfast. Where us men come out to play is lunch. Now, I think you're a real man's man if it's like 5:30 in the morning and you find one of these places that has like yesterday's chicken tenders and gizzards. Now, that makes you Ted Nugent, really. That's what that makes you.
Okay, this is too much. Chris Crow tweets at Cube Show, there is a sushi at a gas station in Jasper. Stop it.
First of all,
you want to die if you eat that. That's like something Steve-O would do at Stand Up Live here in a few weeks.
That is, if you want to go the ultimate triple threat of death, you said sushi, gas station, Jasper.
Death on wheels is what that is.
You will, guaranteed, you will die.
Red Lightning tweets, 6 inches from the register creates impulse buys, smart business strategy.
Listen. What are they? What's 6 inches from the register?
Can be all for you, sir. You just want the giant Red Bull. Give me some fangas. I guess I'll have a box of tendas.
Will you, sir? Yeah, box, please.
Yes,
box them up.
Yes, them. Billy Stagg tweets, anyone who puts sandwich ham on a biscuit and calls it breakfast should be punched in the face.
Amen. Amen.
B-Ran tweets, Liberty 2K in Meridianville. By the way, some of these gas station names, like Nation of Chevron and Liberty 2K,
Because it's Liberty 2000 when I lived in New Hope. Maybe that's just what he means, shortening it.
Says it has some bomb food in the front.
We got to be careful, man. You guys have got to be careful out there.
Jason Leathers tweets, who hasn't? Expletive, there's lots of places still where you can only get fast food from a gas station. Yeah, that's kind of not what we're going for, though.
I love how there are so many different gas stations out there.
But if you walk up to a Pilot,
no one's called it from
also,
a Wawaho yet.
There's a Wendy's with like a open door in between. That's not what we're talking about here.
No.
We're talking about you can walk to the register, and within like a minute bowl wingspan, get fangas, attendas, or wangs, or biscuits, but also buy Mentos and a Diet Coke. That's what we need.
Dan Strickland
coming inside to pay for your fuel.
Says, great idea, at Arkansas. We should arrange a Cube Show gas station meal a week for you guys.
Starting
with that Euro place. Bama Zach says, Jiffy's in Athens. Good chicken and JoJo potatoes. What's better?
Is that Coach Orgeron's favorite?
I'm Gojo. I just love my JoJo's.
Tell me about my homie JoJo. Tell him about it, JoJo.
My JoJo potatoes.
Good night.
I don't want any of this. Jeff Kiger tweets, gas station food equals third world country street vendor.
Cole, I got it. I got our summer idea. Here's what we do this year. We go to Southern RV Wholesale. Grab an RV. Road trip the summer to gas stations and eat their food.
I'm not doing it.
You are 100% in. No. I know you're having a baby in like a week.
I want to live.
But you don't have to live. That's the thing.
I'm telling you right now, I want to live.
Do it for the radio. Do it for the radio, Cole. So much more important.
Now, if you want me to eat like 6 pounds of Milo's or 2 dozen Krispy Kreme, I'm in on that.
No, we'll go around and
I will get pure pleasure out of doing that. I'll be like Brett Bielema running the ball for me.
Michael Blackburn tweets, get the Rolaids, you're going to need them.
Yeah.
We will.
We're going to need more than that.
We're going to need some...
We're going to need a stomach pump.
We're also going to make sure... We're going to have to stop probably daily to make sure we are pumped out inside our RV.
All right, when we come back, we will stop grading gas station food.
For now. Just for now. We'll come back.
Keep the tweets coming in. We will rank the Big 12 coaches' recruiting style right after this. We will rank the Big 12 coaches as recruits here shortly, but first, the Jeremy in Athens?
Yes, sir.
Says he has a story about this gas station sushi joint in Jasper.
I'll allow it.
Welcome into the show, Jeremy. How are you?
Good, man. Let me tell you, that sushi is really, really good.
Come
and
on.
And it's very clean. The chef there actually used to work at Ito's in Madison, and... it's as good as anything you eat. It's really nice.
How can you get good sushi at a gas station?
Who knew? I mean, it's like the busiest place in town for lunch. It's crazy.
Give us, when you walk in, first off, what kind of gas station? And then when you walk in, like, I need the setup of, do they have, like, the glass bar where you can see the guy making the rolls behind it? Like, help us visualize what we're walking into here.
Okay, so you walk in, and the hookah pipes are on the left, right down the wall there. And then the door to the sushi joint is right there on the right. So you walk in, you can get fresh fish from there, salmon, any kind of fish there. But it's really just a regular gas station, like a Marathon, I think, and it's kind of divided. And, one side has a sushi bar, one side the gas station.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I got to ask Griff Redmill if he knows about this place. I haven't heard him talk about it.
Yes, that's Griff. He knows.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Good stuff there. So he says he would do it. He says he would eat it. I can't see myself eating sushi at a gas station, much less a gas station in Jasper, Alabama. Jeremy says it's legit.
Listen, I'm not a big sushi guy anyway, so I'm going to stay away. But I may just want to drive down just to see it.
Yeah.
He's like, what's going on?
Is this at that, what's that exit in Jasper on 65? It's kind of like the Wild West name or something. Like,
is that the 299 exit? Like, it's the only exit I know that has Jasper's name on it.
It's called, like, Old Forge or something. It's like an old Wild West name or something. Dallas Hoax or Bluff Hills. I can't remember the name of it. Whatever. But, yeah, if it's there, then I'll stop and see it next time I'm heading that way, which will be Thursday.
Okay, so then you'll be seeing it Thursday.
I'll give you a full report.
Expect your progress report on Thursday.
If it's there, yeah. It's like Dodge City, something like that.
Dodge City, that's it. That's definitely it.
I told you it's like an old Wild West name.
Dodge City.
So I need sushi at a gas station at the Dodge City exit in Jasper to be good.
Or just bad enough so we can talk about it.
All right, let's get to our – we rank coaches as recruits. This week it's the Big 12, Arkansas.
Sure, you've heard us do it this every week so far for the last few weeks. We have 5 set of criteria that you get a star for. So if you've got a bowl appearance, bowl wins, 10-win seasons, conference championships, and national championships.
I'm actually looking forward to this because I think there's going to be a couple that just off the tip of people's tongue would not rank them highly enough that I'm going to make the argument they should be higher.
We have the Big 12 today. We will get up to 5 stars, just like our recruits will be. So, Cole, let's start at the very beginning alphabetically with Matt Rhule at Baylor. It's his first year at Baylor, but he spent the last 4 seasons at Temple. He's got 2 bowl appearances, 1 bowl win, 2 10-win seasons, 1 conference championship. This criteria has him as a 4-star head coach. Is that fair?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Matt Rhule is a 4-star head coach?
I think
4 is a lot for 4 years.
Back to back,
but he has done all the criteria.
Back to back 10-win seasons.
Sure.
Did he get a conference championship?
Yep, he has one, and did last year.
We've made this argument before. We have to judge them based on where they are. We can't judge Matt Rhule against Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney. So, I think 4 stars. Yes, I would.
Okay,
basing some of that on potential, I believe. But yeah, I'd give him 4 stars.
Let's go to Iowa State's Matt Campbell, who is in his 5th-plus season. He had a year in 2011 where he coached the Military Bowl for Toledo. 3 bowl appearances, 1 bowl win, no 10-win seasons, no conference championships, no national championships. Last year was his first year at Iowa State, went 3-9. This criteria has Matt Campbell as a 2-star coach. Fair?
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
Resume's just short. So, yeah. And that's a tough job.
Speaking of tough jobs and short resumes, David Beatty at Kansas.
That Iowa State job's like the Iron Sheik of college jobs. It will humble you in a hurry. Like, who has gone there and just no one goes there and bumps to a better job? David Paul Rhodes is back coordinating in the SEC.
Right.
Chizik's sitting at his crib.
David Beatty, 2 seasons at Kansas, no bowl appearances, no anything really.
A win. He got a win.
He got 2 last year, 0 the year before. He's 2-22 as a head coach.
God.
1-17 in conference play. 0-star head coach. That feels fair, right?
He beat Texas, man. Texas as the Kansas head coach. I think he deserves a star for that.
Oh,
that
feels
like an impossible task.
That's a team that didn't go to a bowl game. I'm not doing that. 0 stars. Cole, let's go down to Kansas State where we look at Bill Snyder. 25 seasons, all with Kansas State. Of course, he had that brief reprieve at 2005 when thought he was retiring. Then, who's the coach that came afterwards? Prince. Ron Prince? Frank Prince? Kevin Prince?
Ron Prince.
Ron Prince, right. Got it. I eventually got it. 18 bowl appearances.
Did you say came after Bill Snyder?
Prince, right?
Yeah, Bill Snyder's there now, though.
No, it came in 2005.
Right. In between Bill Snyder.
We thought he retired. Then
yeah, you mean in between Bill Snyder.
Ron Prince screwed it up, and then we came back and...
Screwed it up.
Kansas. Listen, he was terrible. Anyway, 25 seasons, 18 bowl appearances, 8 bowl wins, 9 10-win seasons, 2 conference championships. This formula has Bill Snyder as a 4-star head coach.
Yes. Yeah, I'm okay with it. And a lot of people won't agree with that because of right now, but what he's done in his career. And by the way, they were a pretty good football team last year. I'm not saying they should have been in the college football playoff, but they were a good team.
Right. They were a 9-win team last year.
Yeah. I absolutely think he's a 4-star head coach.
Now let's go to Oklahoma, where Bob Stoops is the head coach.
People aren't going to like this,
Bob Stoops, 18 seasons.
It's unbelievable.
18 bowl appearances. That's every year.
That's good. That's a good ratio.
9 bowl wins. Cole, how about this? In 18 seasons, he has 14 10-win seasons.
Another good ratio. Not 100, but good.
How about this? In 18 seasons, he has 10 conference championships.
Really good.
How about this? In 18 seasons, he has 1 national championship.
Still good enough to be a 5-star head coach.
It does have him as a 5-star coach. It would be nice if we got another one, but another one.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Or you could be like a Braves fan and say it's the best thing ever.
Let's go. Why? No good thing I'm not. I'm a Yankees fan. We want more. I'm like a Yankees in Alabama
Bob
fan.
Bob Stoops is the Atlanta Braves of college football coaches.
Just thought of that. You may want to put that on Twitter before someone else does. Cole, Mike Gundy is the head coach at Oklahoma State. 12 seasons, 11 bowl appearances, 7 bowl wins, 5 10-win seasons, 1 conference championship. Mike Gundy, according to the system, is a 4-star head coach.
How many? He has conference title, right?
Yeah, 2011.
I'm cool with it. I think he's underrated, undervalued.
Back-to-back 10-win seasons, 3 out of the last 4 years.
He's had his team in contention for a national title. So, yeah, I think 4-star head coach is very fair for Gundy.
5 out of the last 8 years, they've been at least a 10-win team. 5 out of the last 7 years.
Yeah, I'm good with a 4-star head coach for Mike Gundy.
We go to TCU, where Gary Patterson's still the head coach.
Wow.
Six.
This resume, by the way, is going to be stupid.
16-plus seasons. His first season was technically a bowl game in the Mobile, Alabama Bowl in 2000. He has 16-plus seasons, 14 bowl appearances.
It's a good ratio.
Eight bowl wins.
Not bad.
10-win seasons.
It's actually really good.
6 conference championships.
Average.
No national championships. Mike, excuse me, Gary Patterson.
What does he have, 1 split Power 5 conference title?
Yeah, 2014, yeah.
Split that with Baylor?
I think that's right.
So, I mean, again, judging by what he was going against, wow, he's not a 5-star because of a national title, I'm assuming.
Right.
But as about as good of a 4-star coach as you're going to get.
Yeah, he's way up there. 4-star head coach, definitely. Indeed.
It's impressive.
Cole, we just have 2 more, including Tom Herman at Texas. How about this one, Cole? He has just had 2 seasons.
1-star interview.
Please,
skills.
Please, please, please try to be unbiased in this one. 2 bowl appearances, 1 bowl win. He didn't coach in Houston's bowl game last year. 1 10-win season, 1 conference championship, no national championships. This system has him as a 4-star coach. Is that fair in just 2 seasons?
Oh, man.
See, I think not. I think that it's fair to call him a 3-star coach. He went from 13-1 to 9-3 and did not coach the bowl game, obviously, because he moved on to Texas. But he's 22-4.
Yeah. I think 3-star is fair. If you wanted to go 4-star and include his resume as a coordinator, I'm not going to necessarily take a strong stance against it, but I think reality is based on a short resume as a head coach and stepped into a pretty good position, by the way. I would also say an elite recruiter could maybe bump him to a 4-star head coach, because that's something we don't often talk about with your formula, but I'm okay with 3-star.
Cole, last 2, Cliff Kingsbury at Texas Tech, 4 seasons.
How do you judge a coach who wins games that he shouldn't but loses games that he should? I mean, that's kind of what Tom Herman's been so far. Yeah. He's gotten some huge wins against teams that no one thought he could beat and then lost a couple games that he had no business losing.
We call that the double T factor, the Tommy Tuberville factor.
Wow.
2 bowl appearances, 1 bowl win. This is Cliff Kingsbury at Texas Tech. 1 bowl win, no conference, no 10 wins, no national. This system has Cliff Kingsbury as a 2-star coach. That still feels kind of high to me.
Yeah, he works out with his shirt off. You've seen him, right?
3 stars, then. Add another star for the sunglasses he wears, too, and his nice, cool stubble.
I don't know how you can go 2-star.
Yeah, I think...
See what Arkansas did to that team 2 years ago?
I did.
They run for 600 yards?
I did. Okay. 1-star it is. One of the few times we've been downgraded from a 2 to a 1. It's usually like 2's merciful.
I got nothing for him.
Cole, now we go to West Virginia and Dana Holgorsen.
This one should be fun.
6 seasons, 5 bowl appearances, 2 bowl wins, though.
Okay.
2 10-win seasons.
Wow.
One conference championship. 4-star coach for Dana Holgorsen.
Where did he get his conference championship? In the Big East?
It was in the Big East.
Which some people don't even know that thing existed. You said 4-star?
Yeah, it feels high to me.
It does, but resume speaks for itself.
1 conference championship is 6 seasons, and he's been now in the Big 12 for 5 years.
Right, and it would be fair to say because they were competing in the Big East, that team wasn't necessarily built to go compete right away in the Big 12. Big 12 was stronger in 12, 13, 14, their first 3 years than it is now. So you can't necessarily look at it from the exact same way you would today. So I still think to be able to go over there, put together a couple winning seasons, win a few bowl games is a pretty good accomplishment, although even only one bowl win in the Big 12. But
all right. Only one five-star coach.
I'd be better with three for Holgorsen, but...
that's where I put him in.
Yeah.
One five-star coach in the Big 12, which is Mike...
And he absolutely deserves to be.
Bob Stoops. Yes. And then your four-star coaches are Matt Rhule, Bill Snyder, Mike Gundy, and Gary Patterson. That's four four-star coaches in a league that apparently has no players that get drafted anymore. No good football teams anymore.
Wow. All right, we'll get to a break. When we come back, I have a bone to pick with the Remington Award. Yeah, we're going to talk watch list next. Watch list coming up next. Get ready. You're going to love it.
I can't believe you printed out that watch list. It's like 19 pages.
Dreamland Barbecue. Barbecue season's in full force. Now is the time to pick up your Memorial Day carryout special. Get three slabs of ribs, two quarts of sides, loaf of bread, jar of sauce, $82.95. It's enough to feed your entire family. If you pre-order by May 26th, get a free gallon of Big Daddy's iced tea. Dreamland Barbecue has everything you need to make this Memorial Day the tastiest yet. Located on University Drive near Jordan Lane. Call 256-539-RIBS, 256-539-7427, 256-539-7427. Go to dreamlandbbq.com. The heat is on, Arkishay. Summer is here. That's time for the Hickory Grilled Finger Licking Platter. Passing fun of Dreamland Barbecue. Lunch, dinner, or take it home to the family. Make Dreamland Barbecue your destination. Tailgate packages, party planners, wings, and summer fun never tasted so good. I'm usually just a ribs and bread guy at Dreamland. I've told you before, I can take the white bread, the Sunbeam, just dunk it in the sauce. I don't need anything else. But ribs are my go-to at Dreamland. But the sauces that they have now, and I tried their wings the other day when I was in there for the first time. I'm a big wing guy, and Dreamland's wings, legit, they stood up to some of the other competition that I've had in North Alabama. I'm a big fan.
But they could beat some of these gas stations we've been talking about.
And the banana pudding is undefeated. It's not touchable. It's the best. All right, so we've talked about watch lists. I'm going to try to keep the blood pressure down here
please discussing
the Remington Award watch list. Remington Award, Remington Trophy. Best center in college football, which oftentimes does not go to the best center in college football.
But you love this award because you're a center and you know what centers are supposed to do.
Yeah, listen, there's some guys on here that deserve to be on this list. Austin Golson from Auburn is here. Bradley Bozeman from Alabama is here. Really stepped his game up late in the year. Thought he was great in the postseason. Brian Allen out of Michigan State's a multi-year starter. I think probably the best center, along with Mason Cole at Michigan, going into the season. Now there's a few guys on this list. Drew Kaiser is a kid I've hoped like Alabama, center at Memphis, multi-year starter, has had a really good career over at Memphis, but there's some guys on this list, Arky, that I'm kind of wondering what's happening. Billy Price, Ohio State, is on the list. Now you tell me if you're okay with this. Now Billy Price is going to move to center. He hadn't taken a snap at center in Ohio State uniform. Not a one.
But he's on the watch list for the best center when he's never done it?
Sean Rawlings at Ole Miss is on the list.
All right, former center.
He started 7 games at tackle last year.
Not
one
center.
At center.
Okay. Okay.
William Clapp, LSU, on the list.
Yeah.
Started 12 games at guard last year. He's going to move to center for Ethan Posick. Hadn't played center. Colton Prater, Texas A&M, on the list.
Yep, good center.
Yeah. Eric McCoy played center for A&M last year. He's moving to guard.
Oh.
Colton Prater hadn't played in a college game. Has not appeared in a college football game, and he's on the Remington Trophy watch list. What are you guys doing? It's one thing to take guys who actually played, like Allen Knott at South Carolina. Wasn't a very good center last year. Sorry, it's below average. But he played a lot. You want to put him on? Good. Alec Ellerbe, Florida State. Not great. Above average. But played a lot of center last year. Cool. Throw him on the list. I'm okay with it. But we got guys that hadn't played the position. How do we know? This is beyond the dumbest thing that I've seen with a watch list yet. And I thought watch lists were dumb before, and then I picked this up, and I'm running through some names, and I'm thinking, oh, I've studied that guy. Doesn't play center! What?
That you're going to keep your blood pressure down. You tried.
I don't even see Mason Cole on the list. He might be the best center in the country. Out of Michigan. What are we doing? Nick Flanagan, Randolph head football coach, joins us next.